Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship. Hallelujah. Let me say this, and thank you. Thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team. Children and all. Thank you, wife. Amen. But most of all, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Tim, for that word. This book of the law, this word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night. For what reason? That I may observe to do according to all that are written therein. May do what? According to all that are written therein. Are everybody listening? Y'all wandering around all across the building with your mind. That you may do according to all that are written therein. Then, not before, then thou shalt make thy way prosper. Who gonna do it? I am. You are. Then thou shalt make thy way prosper. And then thou shalt have good, not just getting by. But then thou shalt have good success. You can't disagree with the word and have good success.
Amen.
It just won't happen. That word is what birthed you. And that word is what keep you. And that word is what grow you. And that word is what will cause you to succeed, overcome, and triumph over every opposition, every absence of the adversary. Amen. So this is third Sunday, and glad all our children, and I am so grateful and thankful for what God is doing with the children. Amen. This morning, amen. We are going to somehow I messed up. This morning we are going to talk about and minister to as we are directed. So, and the title of our message is a continual flow. Say that with me.
A continual flow.
A continual what? Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for your believing, because the building will be finished. And people will be coming. And I want you to know you will be a huge part of the people that's coming to be ministered to. So it's so important that you get in place if you're not already there. I want to read a story from the Bible. It's okay. It's okay if I read out of the Bible today. This is not my text, but it's a story, and I think it's going to relate to our text. 2 Kings 4:1. If you open your Bible, or you can put it on the screen, you got it available. 2 Kings 4:1. King James. 2 Kings 4:1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet of it unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors come to take unto him my two sons to be bondsmen. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Ask the question, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thine house? And she said, thine handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. What she have? Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even emptied vessels, borrowing out a few. Notice what he said. Borrow not a few. And when thou come in, thou shalt do what? Shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all these vessels. And thou shalt set aside that which is full. I thought about that. I wonder what would we have done if the Lord had asked one of us, or some of us, we didn't have nothing to pay our bills, lights were about to be turned off, product or appliance in our house about to be repossessed and stuff. And the prophet said to us, what do you got? So I only have some Crisco left. That's all I got. I would have cooked it up, but didn't have anything to cook. That's all I got in my cabinet, some Crisco. Well, go around through the community and borrow you some vessels. I wonder what we have done. And go in and close the door and pour into those empty vessels. I can imagine the look on her face when she started pouring out of that oil. I don't know what kind of oil, olive oil, all it said was oil. I can imagine the look on her face. It's going somewhere today. And she kept pouring. And every time one filled up, she poured it. And she called for another. The son said, ain't no more, mama. I ain't got no more. So the oil stayed.